Welcome to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, a weekly conversation about mental health, personal development, and all the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information or to find a therapist in your area, visit our website at therapyforblackgirls.com. While I hope you love listening to and learning from the podcast, it is not meant to be a substitute for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for joining me for session 333 of the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. We'll get right into our conversation after a word from our sponsors. Hey, ladies, it's Dr. Joy. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. I've seen quite a few videos on social media recently of young women soliciting help in finding the perfect dress for graduation. Might I suggest you add Macy's to your list? They have lots of options for dresses that will transition perfectly from under your gown to that incredible dinner with family after the ceremony. Check out options from brands like On 34th, Michael Kors, DKNY, and many more. Shop at Macy's.com or in store. Nowadays, a lot of these big companies pretend to care about our communities and issues with nothing more than lip service. State Farm is the opposite. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help educate in financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something they care deeply about. They want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't mean authenticity, that it takes a good neighbor to sponsor programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, and to fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth that to date participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. A couple of weeks ago, the original hot girl, Megan Thee Stallion, began to tease that her first self-funded project as a newly independent artist was coming on November 3rd and would be called Cobra. Now, I had no idea what it would be, but was very excited to celebrate this new milestone for her, but to also hear what she would share in this first solo piece after several years of painful and traumatic experiences. What I heard when I pressed play blew me away. Yes, of course the beat is infectious, but the level of vulnerability from which she shares is what actually stopped me in my tracks. Let me just highlight some of the sentiments that grabbed me. First, this idea that there were all of these people around her, yet she felt so alone dealing with so many painful things. This idea that people were only around because they were being paid or for what she could offer them. And I know she's not the only one that has felt that way. That the pain you're carrying feels so heavy, and surely someone notices. Surely someone will help. And then they just don't. You're invisible. As I listened, I felt deeply for how lonely it must have felt, and maybe even still does, to be on top of the world, everybody watching, and feeling like people aren't actually cheering you on, but may even be waiting on your downfall. She talks about feeling suicidal in the wake of what she's feeling, and about drinking to try and cope with what she's feeling. She also asks a question that I think many in our community have asked when struggling with depression. How can somebody so blessed want to kill themselves? Feeling blessed and grateful for what you have does not mean that you might not also feel depressed and maybe even suicidal. It's important for us to remember that mental health concerns can impact all of us, regardless of celebrity status, income level, marital status, etc. She then goes on to further outline some of the stressors she's experienced in the past several years, including the loss of her parents, infidelity, and while she doesn't mention it, we also know she's experienced being shot and going through a grueling public court case where many did not believe her, said disgusting things about her, and publicly berated her. She asks, "Lord, give me a break. I don't know how much more of this I can take." Again, a refrain that probably feels familiar to many of us. Not feeling like we can survive one more thing happening. She ends the song by saying, "He say I'm crazy. Don't I know it?" And sis, no, you are not crazy. You are a human having a human reaction to multiple stresses in your life. It would be hard for me to believe someone experiencing things similar to what you've experienced would not be struggling. So Meg, if you happen to hear this, I'm so, so sorry that you've experienced so many painful things in your life. And I am so proud of you for taking up space to share your story in this way. I hope that this further clears the path for your healing and that you can feel the love and support from so many of us who are rooting you on and are grateful that you're still here. In an Instagram post advertising the song, Meg included a paragraph that shares what I assume is the reason she titled this project Cobra. It states, "Cobras exemplify courage and self-reliance. They stand tall and fierce in the face of challenges, teaching one to tap into their inner strength and rely on oneself to conquer their threats. Emulating the cobra helps one be more confident in the person they are within." This is all good, and it's important. But what I truly, truly want is for this not to have to be the case. What I want for Meg and what I want for all of us is a circle of support that walks with us through our toughest moments. A soft place to land so that we don't always have to be tough. Self-reliance is great. It's a needed skill. But so is being there for our people and being able to ask for and rely on others for help. Cobra really spoke to me, both as a Black woman and as a psychologist who works with Black women. It is a brave display of vulnerability in a world that would rather us be silent, and an honoring of a personal truth, even though I'm sure it was really hard to share. When you can, I'd invite you to listen to Cobra and then spend some time journaling about anything that resonates with you or anything that comes up for you as you listen. We can help to honor Meg's story by tapping in a little more fully to our own. As always, I'd love to hear your thoughts about the song or any comments you have related to what I've shared here. Please share them with us using the hashtag TBG in session, or you can message me directly. I'm at HelloDrJoy across the socials. And don't forget to text this episode to two of your girls so that they can check it out as well. If you're looking for a therapist in your area, check out our therapist directory at therapyforblackgirls.com/directory. And if you want to continue digging into this topic or just be in community with other sisters, come on over and join us in the Sister Circle. It's our cozy corner of the internet designed just for Black women. You can join us at community.therapyforblackgirls.com. This episode was produced by Frida Lucas, Elise Ellis, and Zaria Taylor. editing was done by Denison Bradford. Thank y'all so much for joining me again this week. I look forward to continuing this conversation with you all real soon. Take good care. Hey, ladies, it's Dr. Joy. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. Nowadays, a lot of these big companies pretend to care about our communities and issues with nothing more than lip service. State Farm is the opposite. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help educate in financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something they care deeply about. They want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't mean authenticity, that it takes a good neighbor to sponsor programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, and to fund programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth that to date participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.